T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The one over there.
That's a flowering dogwood.
And what about that one?
That's a star magnolia.
Ooh, and how about those over there?
Oh, those are the new May Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. With chances to win up to $500,000, they might be the greenest thing I've planned all year.
Don't just settle for a green thumb this spring. Go for a greener wallet with new Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky, but for others, it could open the door to so much more. With more than $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. It's the home of the free roof. You really can get a new roof with no cost to you. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in one day, so this isn't some lengthy process. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. It's Danny Morrison Roofing, a proud supporter of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Danny Morrison Roofing, 901-870-0186.
This press conference is to let everyone know, after years of searching, we finally found it.
What? Aliens?
Is it Bigfoot?
We found reliable and affordable 5G home internet that runs on T-Mobile's wireless network. And it's just $30 a month for families with Magenta Max.
But don't internet providers always jack up your price after 1 year?
Others might, but T-Mobile has no price hikes.
What about termination fees?
They'll pay off up to $500 in termination fees if you break up with your provider.
That's incredible.
Wait, so no Bigfoot?
Welcome to Internet Freedom. Switch to T-Mobile 5G home internet for just $30 a month with autopay and 50% off YouTube TV for a year with a wireless Max family plan.
5G availability limited. 4G options also available. Qualified accounts include regulatory fees and price. $5 more per month without autopay. Keep your monthly rate for current qualified data service. Exclusions apply. Up to $500 via virtual prepaid card for termination fee payoff. Allow 8 weeks. See T-Mobile.com/Wi-Fi for YouTube and other offer details. Cancel anytime.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1979. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1979. That's 800-777-1979. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. 800-777-1979.
Dell Technologies wants to celebrate all your hard work with these Small Business Month specials. Get great value offers on powerful laptops, desktops, and servers with Windows 11 Pro starting at $499.
time, plus top monitors and docks, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. It's the perfect time to upgrade so you and your team can stay secure from anywhere. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL to refresh your business tech with these Small Business Month specials. Dell recommends Windows 11 Pro for business.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-978-5309 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-978-5309. That's 800-978-5309. What do you have to lose? Call 800-978-5309. Again, 800-978-5309.
Everyone knows that Nature Valley Crunchy Bars are, well, crunchy. What they don't know is that they're also packed with 16 grams of whole grains, ready to help you get out there. Nature Valley, for every adventure.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show. Presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas. Online at redrivertoyota.com. Now back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What if I thought I knew you? Really, what's it to you? Yes, so what if I was looking at you? Yes, so what if I was looking at you? What's a poor boy with exquisite taste to do? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you?
National Barbecue Month. So if you're trying to celebrate appropriately, you might want to get down to Memphis Barbecue Company. It's owned by Melissa Cookson, seven-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. The barbecue is top shelf. But even if you're not in the mood for barbecue, but you're still hungry, you can go to Memphis Barbecue Company and find something you like. They got salads, burgers, sandwiches, fried catfish, grilled salmon, grilled chicken, chicken tenders, meatloaf, smoked wings. The menu is expansive, massive, terrific. You want to see it? Go to memphisbbqco.com, memphisbbqco.com. The address is 709 DeSoto Cove. From Memphis to get there, it's easy. Just take 55 South to the Goodman Road exit. Get off, go right. You can see Memphis Barbecue Company from the interstate. You can dine in 7 days a week, or you can schedule a pickup order online at memphisbbqco.com. That's Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm sleepy.
Sleepy? You didn't get a nap in today.
No, I didn't get a nap in today.
I didn't
and
either.
I was probably was up till 3:30 anyway. Right. Yeah. Stuff. That was a late game. But I'm happy because it's good news. I mean, as someone who assumed that John Morant is out for the rest of the playoffs, but worried about his future, at least a little bit, the news that in fact he is likely out for the rest of the playoffs, but that he has a bone bruise and is expected to make a full recovery, I take that on balance, that release, to be from the Grizzlies, which is just very recently, I take it to be good news, don't you?
I don't know. I mean, it's the whole thing's confusing to me. Okay, Ja Morant has a bone bruise in his right knee. Great.
Uh-huh.
I did a couple Google searches. Joel Embiid had a bone bruise in his right knee or left knee last year. He was expected to miss 2 weeks. Saw another story. Bulls forward Derek Jones had a bone bruise in his right knee back in January, was expected to miss 2 to 4 weeks. So how can you go ahead and say that John Morant is doubtful to return this postseason, given that Game 7 of the NBA Finals, which is technically the postseason, isn't until June 19th?
I think they're just realistic about whether they're the Warriors. How about that?
Yeah, but like,
John,
I don't know.
Like,
it's just
they heard Charles Barkley last night saying, "Listen, they're not winning a game without that dude.
No,
they know what's coming.
No,
they said he's out."
I hear you, but like, it's just another way to be less transparent. Like, has been diagnosed with a bone bruise. The MRI has revealed a bone bruise, and he will be reevaluated in 2 weeks.
Well, is it okay? Is the concern then? Okay, I'm a little. I guess he could say that. I guess my question is, are you worried that because they say he's out for the rest of the playoffs, that it's more than a bone bruise when your Googling suggests bone bruise would only eliminate you for 2 weeks or 3 weeks and the playoffs go much longer than that? In other words, is that your source of confusion? And are we now worried that it's more than a bone bruise? And you're worried that they're not being transparent about what it is? Or are you just looking at the wording of the timing thing just bothers you?
I'm just I'm just saying that when you announce something, I should have less questions, not more.
Well, I'll tell you, if the other thing, and to go back on the point you were making yesterday that I pushed back on just because I don't... This is such a weird situation because as reporters... One of the things that we typically don't second guess, right, is medical stuff. Because who are we? You know, A, we don't have the information, and B, we don't have the expertise, right? So typically, I generally don't question medical stuff. It's just not like I'm like, who am I, right? And it is a little it is, but then when you have a history of squirreliness around this, like the Grizzlies do, you find yourself then questioning it. I'll go back and question this. If it's a bone bruise, does Jordan Poole have hands that are made of concrete?
That's the thing. Like, okay, you can't, I don't want to say.
If that's what they said it was,
right,
and it's a bone bruise, it didn't look like, I could argue that he pulled it out or tweaked something or whatever else, which is what they said. But that did not, again, I'm not a doctor, that did not look like a bruising moment. You know, it might have been a wrenching moment, but there was nothing bruising particularly, whereas knocking the knees together, which came before that, might have been a bruising moment. So then you end go back up, you know, which you were questioning yesterday.
Right.
But the bone bruise part makes me like, well, now what the hell am I supposed to think?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I had somebody on Twitter yesterday, like, you should take Ja at his word. Like, shut up. I'm not calling Ja Morant a liar. If Ja Morant, I believe Ja Morant believes that Jordan Poole grabbing his knee is what injured his knee. But a whole lot of stuff happened inside of a second in that sequence. Ja planted his right leg awkwardly. They seemed to bump knees. And then Jordan Poole grabbed his knee. Like, the idea that Ja could come away from that and watch that video and be like, ooh, that's where it got me. Like, it got you in that second. But it was it this or that or that? And like you said, I'm not a doctor, but I would love for a doctor to explain to me how Jordan Poole barely grabbing Ja Morant's knee, because he barely grabbed it, could create a bruise of the bone.
The bruise seems to me to be to make it raises more questions. I was inclined to say, listen, it's not just Ja, as they described it, Ja and the medical team a day later came back and say that's when it happened. I'm like, that's what I mean. I don't typically second guess medical stuff, right? I just don't. I don't think it's my province to, you know, because I don't have the information. I don't have the expertise. You know, I don't have the MRI. I don't have any of it. So, I'm still going to fundamentally, You. I understand why this has created confusion in your mind. I still believe, from a Grizzlies fan's perspective, the news that at least they're telling us that it is a bone bruise, to me, is good news. Now, we may find out that it's not a bone bruise and they're lying.
I don't think they're lying.
But I don't think they are.
No.
And a bone bruise, that to me, let's I want to get to what I consider the really good news here, which is we've been, you know, you talked about a national radio show yesterday that was speculating, and you and I both dismissed this idea, but it was speculating as it was whether it's worth it to give Ja his max, his super max contract when, you know, he could have knee problems forever. And so the news that it's a bruise is, to me, fundamentally good news. And so I am happy about that.
I am too. And I'll take that part at face value. I'm just saying when they are so the opposite of transparent when it comes to this stuff, when they finally release something, it makes you question everything. Not that there's a lie in there, but what could possibly be left out? Like, here's the way it reads. And again, I'm not trying to make this into something it's not. I'm just saying this is where my mind goes because, like, when they say it's just a bone, when they say it's a bone bruise, doubtful for the rest of the playoffs, those two things don't line up. Like, is expected to recover in 2 weeks, will be reevaluated in 3 weeks. Like, put a number on it, not just doubtful for the rest of the postseason, because theoretically the rest of the postseason could be through June 19th.
But the way their mind works, like, you know this, they don't like giving any timetables on anything, you know. They, you know, remember with Jaren, like, when is Jaren coming back? Like, they never like to give you a timetable because then there's a timetable that you can't meet, or you're going to hold them to the timetable. And so they just say doubtful because it's vague. You know what? I don't.
Yeah, they're like, that's fine. They can do it however they want.
I've accepted this about them. You know, this is how they
It's fine. They can do it however they want. But all it does is lead to people just asking more questions. And it leads to, at least me, you know, going, okay, like, if it is just a bone bruise in his right knee, that is, I think, relatively speaking, awesome news. But it doesn't say it's just a bone bruise. Here's how it reads. Morant underwent an MRI and subsequent evaluation has revealed a bone bruise in his right knee. Okay.
Like, that's pretty tough, though. Is it basically has revealed a bone bruise, and there's also shredded ligaments.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying with the way they handle things, it makes you question everything. Like, what if I went and got a bunch of tests run, and the doctor calls me and says, hey, okay, I got your results back. It shows you got high cholesterol. And I'm like, oh, wow. Well, that, you know, all things considered, that's not the worst thing in the world to hear. And then he's like, oh, but also cancer. You'd be like, oh.
And the testers would be, oh, let's make it not so obvious. The testers, what we revealed is that Gary is thinning hair.
Yes.
You know, like, you say, fine. But he's also got high cholesterol, and he's also got, yes, the test did reveal that. I'm not going to be that cynical. I am going to insert the word, I'm doing this,
okay,
because I'm an optimist and I walk on the sunny side of the street.
All right.
The word just in there. You put it in where you read it again with just and see if we sound better.
Okay, Morant underwent an MRI and subsequent evaluation has revealed just a bone bruise in his right knee. Okay, now I feel better. And I don't mean to question every little thing, but
what's interesting is how triggered you were, though. But I mean, like, because I like that you did, like. What's interesting is, because that's not out of thin air that you were questioning everything. It's because of the history why you're questioning everything.
Yeah,
like, if the Celtics had put this out, you wouldn't have, like, or a similar, whatever. When the Warriors put out what they put about Gary Payton, you didn't scrutinize it. You didn't take out your microscope to the language and see what you're saying.
Well, this is great, okay? I've actually found the statement from the Chicago Bulls. And this plays into exactly what I said. Statement from the Chicago Bulls when Derrick Jones was injured this past January. It says, an MRI of Jones' knee revealed no ligament damage, but it did confirm significant bone bruising. Like, they say, it's not this, but it is this.
Yeah.
And the Grizzlies just don't do that.
Let's be honest.
And it also
says,
there
are lots of things to love about this franchise right now, including the fact they're fun, they kick ass, they love each other, they have entertained us. It's been a glorious year. Their PR operations are almost impossible. Like, the way they deal with media, the way they deal with, you know, it's every from begin all of it. Like, it's just, you know, whatever. They're winning and they're great. Like, who cares? But it's just crazy. You know?
Right.
If you literally... I mean, John had an assistant coach from the Toronto Raptors on. No, a player from the Toronto Raptors on, you know, heading into the playoffs on the radio show. But could you get a player for the Grizzlies? Not a chance, you know. Yeah. The player from the Raptors happened to grow up in Memphis. You know, he's a good Memphian. But, like, they're just insane the way they do that. But that's how they do it. And, like, whatever. I'm just, like, in the same way that I acknowledge that Dylan Brooks is Dylan Brooks, I acknowledge that Grizzlies PR is Grizzlies PR, you know?
Right.
They learn from the school of the Oklahoma City Thunder or the San Antonio Spurs, or, like, there are secretive organizations who speak with one voice, and it's a murky voice, and that is them.
Right. Like, this Bull statement, it's literally the same injury, all right?
Yeah.
And here's what the Bulls released. An MRI of Derrick Jones' knee revealed no ligament damage, but it did confirm significant bone bruising. He is expected to be out 2 to 4 weeks.
That is so much better. Now read the Grizzlies one.
Then you go back to the Grizzlies. Ja Morant exited during the fourth quarter of Game 3 of the Western Conference. They'll tell you what you saw on TV. Ja Morant exited the fourth quarter of Game 3 of the Western Conference semifinals on May 7th at Golden State with right knee soreness. Morant underwent an MRI, and subsequent evaluation has revealed a bone bruise in his right knee. He is doubtful for the remainder of the postseason, but is expected to make a full recovery. Like, it's just the Bulls' statement leaves nothing to even
right.
There's no follow-up right. questions. And the Grizzly statements always lead to follow-up questions, whether they're rooted in silliness or not.
Isn't it good he just has a bone bruise, though?
I hope. Yes.
I'm going to focus. I'm coming back to that. I'm happy because, to me, the main thing is it's been a glorious year, and you don't want it to be derailed by injury. And so particularly after, like, Ja tweeted yesterday the whole, you know, God doesn't give you more than you can handle thing.
By the way, yes, he does. God gives people all sorts of stuff.
That's the dumbest thing in the world.
Yeah, go find every person who's ever taken their own life and tell me God doesn't give you more than you can handle. I hate it when people say stuff like that.
No.
God wouldn't give you more than you can handle. Oh, yeah, yes, he would.
See how God has given, we're giving the people of Ukraine right now, like bombing schools. You know, God must have decided they could handle a school being bombed here. No, that's ridiculous. And that,
hey, your whole family just died in a helicopter crash, but God is confident you can handle it.
Yeah, that's a compliment. You're strong. Yeah, no, that's – but by the way, God just decided he can handle bone bruise. Like, that's good. Like, that. My point is that, like, normally that God doesn't give you things you can't handle. It's like when something cataclysmic happens, you know? But if it's a bone bruise, God must have decided John's not, you know, can't, you know, he can be tested a little bit, but I don't want to, like, give him anything too serious here. Let's give him a bone bruise, you know?
Let's just hope. Let's hope that God continues to believe Ja can't handle devastating knee injuries.
Right, exactly. God can't handle it. Yeah, no.
Ja and then he'll never. And then he'll never give Ja one because he'll know Ja can't handle it, and that'll fall under the premise of he will not give you anything you cannot handle.
Right, Derrick Rose
could handle
Namath,
it.
Like, oh, they're like, can handle it.
Yeah, Penny Hardaway. God knew Penny Hardaway could handle having his entire career derailed. but so far he understands that Ja can't handle that. So we're good to go. Well, how deflating was that last night as you were staying up late?
Well, it was an interesting, because I was really proud. I mean, you know, I'm telling you, I was really proud of them. I was, because, like, what we saw was, it was ugly basketball, but what we saw was, oh, damn, this is exactly what we've seen all year, is that they give no quarter, doesn't matter who's there. Like, I know it's a cliche and all that, but with this team, really, maybe as much as any team I've ever seen, it is 100% true that the next man up mentality. It's just, like, it's fantastic, and it defined their season. And I didn't think that they were going to hang in there for the whole game. And then as it goes on, even, you know, at first half, at halftime, when Charles Barkley says they got no chance, I was mad at him. Like, I was like, come on, Charles. Like, you know, but I was like, he's probably right. And then as the game went on, and then Dez hit the half-court shot, and, you know, with 4 minutes left, they're up by 7 or whatever it is, you know, think they actually are going to win this thing. And so they played so hard and defended so well that I found myself totally emotionally getting sucked in. And it wasn't because I thought they would then go on and win the series. It was just because I wanted that win for them and for the everything, you know, like, and so it was then very deflating for them to lose. It, of course it was. And in the way they did, you know, it was particularly deflating. And so now it does feel like it does, you know, it does feel like we're sort of on the verge of wrapping this thing up. And that's sad because it's been a lot of fun.
I was feeling really good as long as the Warriors were scoring 20 and 18 and 24 points in a quarter, but then they went and got 39 in the fourth.
Yeah, that made it tougher. But they still only scored 101 points. Like that. I would take that. You could tote those up and tell me, would you take that? I would 100% take that. And so, you know, it was a good effort by the Grizzlies. And you know, I mean, we've been over it a million times now on this show, on this station today. But, you know, I mean, there are lots of things. You can go back and look at Kyle Anderson going 2 of 7 from the line. And his shot is just, you know, totally screwed up now. You can look at Jaren going 0 of 7 from 3, which Jaren brought up himself in the postgame press conference. But the main thing, of course, is you look at Dylan Brooks and the fact that he continued to shoot when the shots weren't going in, including at the end, as they had still had that 1-point lead in the final minute, and he just threw up an inexplicable shot. You know, it was frustrating. And you know, I don't think Dylan is or should. He's not going to be booed tomorrow, or I hope not. Like he's people were really mad at him.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, there was a lot of I gather, I haven't read the piece yet up at the Daily Memphian, saying Drew put up a piece saying that his teammates have come to his defense. I guess that must be on social media because they're not talking today. So, but I understand that. Like, I understand why they're coming to his defense. But, I mean, in the end, you know, that is what it is. There was no other way to frame that other than a just horrific offensive performance by Dylan Brooks.
And I've heard people make the argument, that is Dylan Brooks. And so, like, if you want him to be a shutdown perimeter defender, like, if you want that, then you got to be willing to take this. And if you throw it all in a pot and mix it up, it still comes out net positive. I hear you, but isn't it possible to get what you want from him on the defense side of the ball and less of this crap on the offensive end of the ball? Like, Draymond Green last night took 2 shots. And you want to know why? Because he knows he's very valuable to that team on one side of the court and very valuable to the team on the other side of the court, being a passer and a screener and a cutter, but not being a shooter or a scorer. So he doesn't do what he's not good at, and he does everything he's great at, and he's a future Hall of Famer. And I'm not saying Dylan Brooks needs to do that, but there's no scenario where I ever need Dylan Brooks taking 19 shots a game or taking a 26-foot step-back jumper in the final minute of a 1-point game early in the shot clock. Like, that kind of stuff is not the stuff you just got to take if you want Dylan Brooks on the defensive end of the court. That kind of stuff, like, needs to be eliminated.
I don't think at this point that most Grizzly fans who say that's Dylan Brooks are actually endorsing, and I'm happy with that package. I think most are saying with resignation, you know, that's Dylan Brooks. Like, we've tried, you know. Shot selection has been an issue for him. You know, whether his ambitions outstrip his abilities for a long time. And so I think it's with a sense of resignation. Because you hope when you have someone like Dylan Brooks, because he is such an effective defender, and because he can have games where he's an effective scorer too. He is better than Draymond Green. Draymond Green is, at least as a shooter, is a non-entity. He's a good passer. He sets screens and whatever else. But he as a shooter is a non-entity. Dylan doesn't have to be that. So yes, you would have hoped that Dylan Brooks would have had enough, self-recognition to understand this is what I do well and this is what I don't do well. I mean, like Kyle Anderson's jumper right now is broken. And so, you know what, generally speaking, he doesn't take it. Now, actually, his foul shot's also broken, and you can't get out of those. Like, sadly, they sent you to the line. I mean, but you got the sense he didn't want to take those either. Like, and so, but Dylan, that's Dylan's, you know, biggest, and I think probably it's true. Like, one of the reasons that Dylan has gotten to where he has gotten is because he, you know, he never put a limit on himself, even though others did, because physically he's not, you know, he's not, it's why he was drafted where he was drafted. He's not a dynamic, athletic NBA wing player, but he doesn't care. And so that's what's carried him to where he is. But I also think it's starting to look like he will never take his appropriate place in the pecking order. And that was always the question. And obviously people will deal with it during the off season. Is Dylan Brooks willing to understand and embrace his proper place in a pecking order? And from that, last night was a little different. Maybe he was, you know, taking on more because Ja wasn't there and whatever else, and everyone booing him and whatnot. But it's the same Dylan we saw. As Chris Harrington pointed out on my show today, this was not the worst game, the worst shooting game of the playoffs this season for Dylan Brooks. He had one that was worse. So at this point, he seems beyond help in terms of that, right? Like, I think that's what people are sort of, they're not saying, hey, take the good with the bad, because it outweighs. I think most are really saying, in a sense of frustration, that is who Dylan Brooks is. What the heck do you expect?
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. So game five is tomorrow night inside FedEx Forum. We now know for certain Ja Morant will not play. The Grizzlies are underdogs. I want to ask you if you think there's any scenario where they can come back and win the series, because the answer is it's possible, but incredibly unlikely. And so, we'll just take this however long it goes, and then probably watch the Warriors play either the Mavericks or the Suns in the Western Conference Finals. It does sort of make the end of this incredible season feel just, ugh. You know, everything was, I mean, just go back to Saturday night. You've got a series, was it Saturday night? You've got, go back to when it was 1-1. And right, you've got Ja Morant, after an incredible performance, telling Steph Curry, we're going to have some fun. And it feels like all of this is really gettable. And then, now here we are, and you're going to play game five without Ja Morant. It just, you know, I think you look back on the season, and you'll call it a success because it has been. But just the way it's going to end up just feels like, ugh, like not, like uneventful.
Yeah, it's disappointing the way it ends up. I really do think, though, that to me, it's not unlike Denver. Like, if Denver had been healthy, what would Denver have been able to do against Golden State? Well, they weren't. I really think, as you look back in this series, now that we've seen what they look like with Steven Adams, weirdly enough, is what we realize is that at a time when you feel like we're sort of beyond COVID, which we're not, but you feel like beyond COVID, that Steven Adams being sidelined by COVID for the first two games and then Ja's injury sort of robbed you of your chance to do what you wanted to do in this series to me. And, you know, you're not the only one that has injury issues that have, diminished your playoff chances or really ruined them. So I think that's what it's not like they stunk it up. You know, it's like, well, you're rolling along, you had a great year, and then COVID for one player and a knee injury for another player, and sure, that's bad luck. I still go back to, this is a team that at the beginning of the season we were hoping could maybe avoid the play-in game, but if I had been betting, I would have said they would not, right? And so they not only did that, they won the division. They were, and I'm really doing a eulogy for them now, but I don't think they're going to win the series. They won the division. They won a series. they and then all the good things in terms of how electrifying Ja Morant has been and the steps that Desmond Bane made. I mean, that's the other thing. And plus, Desmond Bane's back. So if Desmond Bane's back, you've got, you know, COVID and you've got Ja. And so, yeah, you were ruined by injury. But it's not like they didn't deliver in this series. It's that they couldn't. They weren't in a position to. And so, but the nice thing is they're 22, you know, most of them. Now, well, you know, I have to figure out what to do with Kyle and figure out what to do with Tyus. And, like, there's certainly decisions to be made. But hopefully, you know, it feels like they're going to have a lot more stabs at this.
More injury updates from professional franchises.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Mets have just announced Jacob DeGrom recently started throwing and has extended to 60 feet at light intensity. He will undergo further imaging on his right scapula in about a week. Now, that's an injury update. That tells me what I need to know.
Yeah, everything you need to know.
Tells me everything I need to
know.
On the
right scapula in a week. He's throwing this. Yeah. It's just, it is bizarre. Like, where do you think it comes from? Like, where does the...
I don't know. Like, even if what I would like is for somebody to, like, because usually I can say I don't agree with how somebody handles something, but I understand why they're doing it that way. Like, I genuinely don't understand the point of it. I would like for somebody to just explain to me, well, GP, here's the reason we handle these situations so vaguely. Like, in ways that most franchises simply do not. Like, what is the explanation for why you do it? I don't have to agree with everything anybody does. I'd just like to understand why it's done that way, because I'm not smart enough to understand it on my own.
Yeah, it is funny. I would normally be of the nobody cares and the, you know, like whatever. But like, I literally had a caller call in the other day and said, "What did the MRI say?" And I said, "Well, we don't know." Like, he said, "Come on, every other like, I mean, dealer mad like." Normally we hear, you know.
Well, like just to highlight, this ain't just us laughing about this or asking questions about this. Like, go on Twitter right now. It's Peter Edmiston saying, "Well, what does doubtful for the rest of the postseason mean?" You know, that's a long time.
Oh, and you had people who literally tweeted after the injury, "I've never seen an organization wait this long to give details on an injury."
Right.
You know, people who cover the Warriors, like, what is going on over there in Memphis?
Oh, sure. Like, and then there's like,
don't they have doctors and stuff? Like, you know.
And then there's like Dan Walken who retweets it and says, "So did Jordan Poole's hand really cause a bone bruise? Like, is that even possible?" Right. Again, I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but like, most Twitter doctors don't seem to think Jordan Poole's hand is going to call it a bone bruise.
Unless he's got a heavy-handed, you know.
I mean, unless he's got a rock for a hand.
He's got a rock for a hand.
What if we find out, what if the Golden State Warriors release a statement that says an MRI has revealed Jordan Poole has a rock for a hand?
Has a hand that is made of granite.
I swear if I were running the Warriors, I would release a statement. An MRI has concluded that Jordan Poole must have rocks for hands, because that's the only way he could have done what the Grizzlies said he did. That is a question that I think Taylor Jenkins should be asked tomorrow when he's available. 2 days ago, you said that you and Ja and the medical staff had concluded Jordan Poole's hand caused this injury. Now we know it's a bone bruise. Do we still believe Jordan Poole's hand caused a bone bruise? I'd be interested to hear the answer to that. Can you ask that for me?
No. I mean, yeah. I'm probably not going to focus on that. No, I'm going to just write about the game.
All right, I'll text Drew Hill then.
All right.
I'll see you later.
See you, man.
I'll text Drew Hill. Think I don't know Drew Hill's cell phone number?
He's got answers.
What if the Warriors announced Jordan Poole has a hand made of stone?
Dude, I still think he could have bruised his bone with the pull.
He could have. I'm not sitting here ruling anything out.
I don't think the bone bruise happens because of, like, I don't think it always has to be just like blunt force, like punching or hitting the knee really hard. I think it could come from a pull. I think you can get bruising from a pull.
Do you think if I pulled your knee 10 times right now, I could bruise it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
I do.
Look at my little hands. I could not bruise your knee.
Maybe not. I got little knees, though.
I don't think that
what
should
would
be
win, the little hands and the little
should,
knees.
We should run a. Listen, we acknowledge neither of us are doctors, but we do have knees and hands.
Yeah. Are you going to do a test?
We could experiment. Yeah. We could video. We could do a test. Remember, like, at the very beginning of COVID, people would do their mask test?
Yes, I do.
And then all these college dropouts on Facebook convinced they knew how masks work and now they didn't. We could do our own little version of that. I'll let you pull on my knee.
I can't afford a knee bruise right now.
And then you can pull on my knee, and we'll see if either one of us come out of it bruised.
Let me sit on it.
I'm a man with bad knees. I've got a reconstructed ACL on my left knee.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't think you could bruise my knee with your hand by pulling it.
Okay. We'll see. Let me think on it.
Think on it. Be back in a second.
Regions Bank presents Live at the Garden 2022 at the beautiful Memphis Botanic Garden. This year's lineup, June 11th, Steely Dan. July 15th, Darius Rucker plays the Garden. August 20th, it's Lady A. The Doobie Brothers with Michael McDonald September 3rd and October 20th, Chicago. Season-long tickets are sold out. Only individual show-long tickets remain at Ticketmaster.com. More info, go to RadiantZamp.com. Also presented by Duncan Williams Investment Bankers, AutoZone, Gossett Motors, True Green, The Lilly Company, Pro Show, and Mahaffey Events.
Hey, I got Jeff Allen live on the phone. Hey, what's going on over there at Gossett Kia, South Mount Moriah?
Look, Randy, it's crazy over here, and that's because we'll do whatever it takes to put you in a new Kia today. Check this out. I've got a 2022 Kia Forte LXS, only $219 a month, and a 2022 Kia Soul LX, $240 a month. Both 36-month lease and $27.99 due at signing. And if you're looking for some SUV action, 2022 Kia Sorento LX, $315, 36-month lease and $34.99 due at signing.
And I know all Gossett Kias are equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
That's right, Randy. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com. All 36-month leases, Forte, NE 483, 548, MSRP 21435, Soul, NHO 2976, MSRP 22045, Sorento, NG 1166.57, MSRP 31290. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6-22. Dealer stock only. Warranties, a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
With so many people moving into Memphis, homes are flying off the market and sellers can't land a new home, but there is a way to avoid this issue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that the way to do it is to call my buddy Josh Heisaw with the Josh Heisaw team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh can help you place a no-contingency bid on a new home before you list your current home. That way, when your home sells, you got a new home waiting for you. And when it comes to marketing and networking, Josh puts your home in front of hundreds of qualified buyers, which increases demand and drives up the price. So don't leave that money on the table. Don't leave it behind. Go look up joshheisaw.com. Josh is a friend I trust. You can trust him too. Flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. You can even do it with a text. 901-461-8147 is the number. 461-8147. That's Josh Heisaw on the web. joshheisaw.com. Josh, HISAW.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, HISAW. Go to joshhisaw.com.
Did you miss a show this week you want to hear? Podcasts of every 92.9 ESPN local show are available to download by the day and hour. The 92.9 Podcast Library, powered by Action 24/7, Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at action247.com.
Hi, this is Alan with Pyramid Properties, and I buy houses cash. If you own a house and want to sell it fast at a fair price, call me at 901-203-2222. I can pay cash and close in as little as 7 days. I buy houses in any condition, any price range, and any location in greater Memphis, including DeSoto County in Mississippi and West Memphis, Arkansas. I'm an independent real estate investor who buys several houses a month, and I want to buy more. I buy inherited houses, divorce houses, behind in payment houses. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Do you own a house that is trashed and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Perfect, because I love buying junk houses. I buy vacant houses, abandoned houses, condemned houses, and foreclosure houses. If you own a house and want to sell it fast, call me at 901-203-2222. That's 901-203-2222. 901-203-2222.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well,
trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/sports. Ramp.com/sports. ramp.com/sports.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-777-1979. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-777-1979. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-777-1979. 800-777-1979.
Y'all know what's up.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Walk the hill with the mean view. Nice house. If you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts.
Hey, look for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance. If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, second generation local agency. Been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee or Mississippi, Elizabeth can help you. Either state. Proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you want to support a company that supports the local athletic department, then Elizabeth Rook Insurance is the agency for you. Let's talk about life insurance for a moment. Do you have a great policy? If not, you need one. You wouldn't want to leave your family in a bind if something were to happen to you. Unfortunately, that happens to families in this country every single day. But it doesn't have to. It's avoidable and it's affordable. You just got to get a good life insurance policy. And right now you can get one, Elizabeth Rook Insurance. Two locations, Memphis area, one in Lakeland on Canada Road, the other in Covington on Highway 51. You can reach them at 901-867-7283, 867-7283. Online, rookinsurance.com. That's rookinsurance.com. I was going to get to this story earlier, but then we got the breaking news with Ja Morant's injury update, a bone bruise, according to the Grizzlies. More details are released today about the murder of former Michigan State basketball star, lottery pick Adrian Payne, who died early Monday around 1:30 a.m. down in Orlando, Florida, after he was shot. That's all we knew this time yesterday, is that Adrian Payne, who was a really talented college basketball player, like somebody he spent, I believe, 4 years in college. So I, like, was around him quite a bit, and I don't want to pretend I knew him well, but, like, I was around him quite a bit, and, by all accounts, you know, was a I know Tom Izzo liked him a lot. I'll just leave it at that. So all we knew yesterday was that he was shot and killed in Florida. Didn't really know the details. Well, now the police report is out. Turns out him and his girlfriend has a friend who was in a volatile relationship with a man. And she called her friend, who's Adrian Payne's girlfriend, and said, hey, could you and Adrian come over here? You know, we're in an argument and I don't want it to get physical. You know, could you just please come here? Of course. So they like leave their home and they drive to this house and they're just sort of sitting outside the house. It's unclear exactly why. You know, I guess they're trying to figure out what do we do next? Do we go in the house? What should we do? But they're sitting at an intersection, you know, just sitting in the car.
Mm.
Well, this guy notices them sitting out in the car. And so he approaches the car and is talking to them and then goes back inside his house because it's his house, gets a gun, comes out and shoots Adrian Payne.
Jeez.
One shot. And the guy has told police that he felt Adrian Payne was threatening him. The guy's like 5'8", 150. Adrian Payne's like 6'10", 250. But the sheer physical size of a human is not a reason to try to implement a stand my ground defense or a self-defense defense. Because, as is always the case now, there's surveillance video.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also witnesses. And the surveillance video shows that Adrian Payne was no threat to this person whatsoever. That Adrian Payne made no movements toward this person whatsoever. The guy said he thought AP had a gun. There was no gun. Not on him, not in the car, nothing. This guy really shot dead at the age of 31, father. Because he went to his girlfriend's friend's home to try to calm argument between them down, and it ends up with him getting shot. I mean, good Lord. Mm. It makes you wonder, like, what do you get involved in anymore?
No, it's true.
Like, I was thinking about this earlier. Like, if one of...
Yeah, do you really, if you get into a confrontation, like you might get shot.
If one of my wife's friends called her and said, hey, can you and Gary come over here? You know, I'm in an argument, and it's just sort of, I don't want it to get out of hand. First off, I'd say, don't call us, because, like, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But, like, if it happened, you know, my instincts would be like, of course, let's go. Whatever we need to do. But then you get there and now the gun's pointed at you?
Yep.
What? I don't know, man. Like, you know, people always say do the right thing. But in this case, the right thing got this guy shot and killed.
Yep.
He's trying to do the right thing. Hey, there's a young woman. She clearly is scared. She needs our help. Let's go be there for her. Okay, now you're dead. That's how quick that stuff happens. Just a, you know, I didn't know what to make of. I mean, I'm a little embarrassed. You know, my mind goes to different places when you hear Adrian Payne got shot middle of the night. It's like, well, what was he involved in? What was he up to? You know, I wonder where, wonder what he could have been up to get shot 1:30 in the morning. You know what he's doing? Trying to help his girlfriend's friend. That's it. Mm. That's all. This is a sad story. And that Michigan State program has been through it a little bit in recent years, you know, on both sides. Keith Appling, a former Michigan State star, is in jail for murdering somebody. Now Adrian Payne, dead, got murdered. It's just there's been one tragedy after another connected to that Michigan State program that, you know, I know a lot of people who work there and it hadn't been easy on them. Awkward transition. Go Yard all May long. With $5 Dingo Tuesdays on FanDuel Sportsbook. This season, all customers will get $5 for every home run hit by both teams when you place a $25 to hit a home run wager on Tuesday Major League Baseball games. And the best part about Dingo Tuesdays is, even if you bet lose, is FanDuel going to pay you $5 for every home run. So what are you waiting for? Mets Nationals coming up here in a minute. Juan Soto, Pete Alonso. Got to be some dingers in that game. Pick your home run hitter and turn big swings into big wins. There's no better place to bet America's pastime than on America's number one sportsbook. So head over to the FanDuel account or download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code Gary. That's promo code Gary on FanDuel Sportsbook which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus $25. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. Be back with Dinner to Go.
Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5.
You got that bag. You got that Biggie Bag. You got that bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi, this is Alan with Pyramid Properties, and I buy houses cash. If you own a house and want to sell it fast at a fair price, call me at 901-203-2222. I can pay cash and close in as little as 7 days. I buy houses in any condition, any price range, and any location in greater Memphis, including DeSoto County in Mississippi and West Memphis, Arkansas. I'm an independent real estate investor who buys several houses a month, and I want to buy more. I buy inherited houses, divorce houses, behind in payment houses. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Do you own a house that is trashed and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Perfect, because I love buying junk houses. I buy vacant houses, abandoned houses, condemned houses, and foreclosure houses. If you own a house and want to sell it fast, call me at 901-203-2222. That's 901-203-2222. 901-203-2222.
Wow, Linda, everything in your backyard looks so green and beautiful. What's the one over there?
That's a flowering dogwood.
And what about that one?
That's a star magnolia.
Ooh, and how about those over there?
Oh, those are the new May Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. With chances to win up to $500,000, they might be the greenest thing I've planned all year.
Don't just settle for a green thumb this spring. Go for a greener wallet with new Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky, but for others, it could open the door to so much more. With more than $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. It's the home of the free roof. You really can get a new roof with no cost to you. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in one day, so this isn't some lengthy process. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. It's Danny Morrison Roofing, a proud supporter of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Danny Morrison Roofing, 901-870-0186.
The weather and the deals are heating up over at Gossett Kia Covington Pike, and we're ready to put you in a new ride today. Take your pick. 2022 Kia Forte LXS, 39 mpg highway, $219 a month, $27.99 due at signing. Or get 2022 Kia Soul LX, $219 a month, $29.99 due at signing, both 36-month lease. And third row seating with 2022 Kia Sorento LX, $315 a month, 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing. Plus peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Come see Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today. Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike. Online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36-month leases, Forte, any 483-548, MSRP 21-435, Sol, N78-33-273, MSRP 21-140, Sorrento, NG11-6657, MSRP 31-290. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/22. Dealer stock only. Warranties, a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Regions Bank presents Live at the Garden 2022 at the beautiful Memphis Botanic Garden. This year's lineup, June 11th, Steely Dan. July 15th, Darius Rucker plays the Garden. August 20th, it's Lady A. The Doobie Brothers with Michael McDonald September 3rd and October 20th, Chicago. Season-long tickets are sold out. Only individual show-long tickets remain at Ticketmaster.com. More info, go to RadiansAmp.com. Also presented by Duncan Williams Investment Bankers, AutoZone, Gossett Motors, True Green, The Lily Company, Pro Show, and Mahaffey Events.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm so bossy, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear
it's National Barbecue Month. If you're going to celebrate it properly, appropriately, you got to get to the Barbecue All-Star Superstore down in South Haven. They got everything you need. 12,000 square feet of grill, smoker, sauces, anything you can think of for your backyard barbecue and grilling needs. They got Big Green Eggs, Primo Grills, Grill Islands, Drum Smokers, huge selection of anything and everything. And also, and this is still being developed, but when you're in there, you'll notice it. And once they finish it, it's going to be awesome. They got a section of the store that's going to be dedicated to cooking classes with broadcast and recording capabilities. And these classes are going to be taught by local chefs, different barbecue personalities. So if you want to step your game up, you're going to want to be a student. The address is 875 Goodman Road in South Haven Commons. It's right by Avellino's. Number 662-510-5690. 510-5690. It's the Barbecue All-Star Superstore. You can learn more on the web, thebbqallstars.com. That's thebbqallstars.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on the Grizzlies, and let's focus on the news of the day. The Grizzlies have announced that Ja Morant is doubtful for the rest of the postseason with a bone bruise in his right knee. So whether the season ends tomorrow night or at some point in the future,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.